You've got your picture ID ready, you've arrived at the airport 2 hours ahead of time, and your flight is on schedule. Everything seemed to be going well until there's a breach of security at the terminal. Suddenly, you and thousands of other passengers are whisked away from the gate, out of the terminal, and into the airport lobby or out to the sidewalk. The entire terminal is shut down. As NPR's Marianne Akers reports, there are now fears that these kind of mass evacuations could create a whole new security threat.
Terminal evacuations have become headline news just about everywhere.
Officials say a man ran through a security checkpoint and is still on the
run. All domestic flights are being held. Domestic flights across the United States are on round hold.
A terminal at San Francisco International Airport was shut down for more than 2 hours this morning after security guards lost track of a man who'd been found to have traces of explosive residue on his shoes.
The most common problem, security officials say, is passengers disappearing. Checkpoints get so busy, screeners lose control of which bag belongs to which passenger. Sometimes a passenger will simply skirt the checkpoint, or metal detectors come unplugged. Other times, a suitcase or suspicious item is left unattended. In Los Angeles last month, a tin cookie can forced an evacuation. And evacuations cause panic and turmoil. Thousands of passengers at a time are sent scrambling back into the main airport lobby. And this chaos can be hazardous, according to security experts. Daryl Jenkins, who heads the Aviation Institute at George Washington University, says worse than the security breaches themselves is the government's response, which is to evacuate the terminals.
Now, the problem with these evacuations is that you now have massive amounts of people in a non-secure area, and they can be the target for the next terrorist attacks.
Jenkins says airports were not originally designed to handle high-level security, which is why airport lobbies now get so crowded. He worries this could prompt a 1985-style attack, the kind that happened in Rome and Vienna when terrorists opened fire on the airport lobbies there. 18 people were killed and 111 others were wounded.
The reason the terrorists did it, as they talked to them later, was it was just easier to attack them in the terminal area than to go through all the effort to try to get on the plane.
The government is all too aware of these cascading levels of danger, addressing one problem and creating another. The Transportation Security Administration, which officially oversees airport security, is now trying to compartmentalize terminals. The agency plans to install glass partitions around checkpoints. That way, screeners don't lose track of passengers as easily, and terminals won't have to be evacuated as often. Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta says the partitions will avoid the hopeless scenario of late, in which an unscreened passenger just disappears into the crowd. The ultimate goal is to avoid shutting down entire airports for one specific security breach. Another problem, Mineta says, is that typically there's only one security guard beyond the checkpoint leading down to the gates.
That person who is standing at that post cannot leave the post. The most they can do is say, hey, stop, come back here. But if that person keeps running, we'll never find the person. So now we're stationing people maybe 15, 20 yards in so that they would be able to catch someone who comes running into the secure area through the exit area.
In a way, Mineta created the problem he's now attacking. On October 30th, he announced the government would crack down on security breaches at airport checkpoints, even if that meant shutting down entire airports. The bottom line, he still says, is doing whatever it takes to prevent another terrorist attack. Marianne Akers, NPR News.